So we'll continue going through our Panchakosha Viveka meditations we've been doing. So with this eye, go from the grosser to subtler. Take my attention, myself grosser level, and absorb more into my subtler level, discarding the grosser one. So as we were looking at the physical level, Annamaya Kosha, we're saying, my physical body is made out of food, part of the food chain. So we've looked at physical body isn't an individual entity. The material that it's made out of existed before body came into being. The material that's there as body now is constantly changing every moment. And later on, all the material will go back. It doesn't have to go back, it always is part of the totality. The material totality, Anna Brahma. So there's no individual from the physical level. With these examples, as the wave isn't a separate entity from the ocean. Then we looked subtler at ourselves. What is the physical body made out of? Out of something more subtle, out of prana. The physiological functions constantly, every moment changing. Energy constantly changing. There isn't something stable called the physical. It's made out of energy, prana, something more subtle. So when I look at myself as a pranic being, energy being, the physical is good as not being there because it's made out of this energy. This is how I dissolve grosser to subtler. I'm not the physical being, I'm the energy being. And also, the energy which I am isn't separate from all the universal energy. The energy comes from external world, goes back one cycle of energy. So on pranic level, I'm also not the individual being. And same with the pranamaya kosha, one level more subtle, manomaya kosha. Everything I experience will be through thought. Has to go through the mind. So myself as an energy being, without the thought being there, I wouldn't be there. I wouldn't experience. So really speaking, I am thought being. All the thoughts, emotions within my mind. If you see an external object, or you think of it, the inner experience is the same. And then every individual principle, every individual manifestation needs a universal principle behind it. We call this the devata. So as there's individual mind, there has to be a universal principle behind it. The different kinds of thoughts I have will be different manifestations, like the different types of waves that have break at different ways, have different momentum, different size. So the minds are like waves in universal mind. The word feeds us so we can think, and it goes back into the world. One universal mind. Then if I look closer at myself more subtly, from Manomaya Kosha, I shift my attention to Vijnanamaya Kosha. intellectual sheath. Here I say I'm not the thought. I'm the thinker. I'm the one who understands, who processes thought. I'm not action. I'm the actor, doer. Thought is information. I'm the one who sifts through, understands information. Every single thought is the intellect dividing different things. Intellect divides. I first divide myself and world. Then I keep making more and more subdivisions with the intellect. When I drop the intellect, deep sleep, where's the world? Where am I? So the Manomaya Kosha, when I go to Vijnana Maya Kosha, I drop Manomaya Kosha. Thoughts are just many, many separations of things that I make with the help of the intellect. Beginning, end, up, down, any difference, the intellect making small subdivisions. Now the intellect manifest in me, intellect is manifest in many beings. So there's a universal principle behind this as well. Universal intellect, Mahat or Hiranyagarbha, you can call it. Universal principle of separation, of distinguishing one thing and another. Every individual manifestation depends on the universal principle. So also intellectual level, Vijnana Maya Kosha. Just one manifestation of the Vijnana Brahma, the universal intellect. Here too, I'm not an individual, there's only the universal.
Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate.